Friends, while I study and learn from successful, accomplished folks, that's what the Beginner's Mindset series is all about on our YouTube channel. I also learn a lot from people who are living way below their real potential. I learn by observing, by noticing commonalities, because it's hard to interview someone for that purpose, right? It's hard to tell someone, I'd like to interview you, to tell our viewers what not to do with their lives and careers. Jokes apart, one common trait that I have observed in people who are not living their highest potential is that they do not fully embrace their current reality. Given a choice, they'd rather be somewhere else. I feel what's missing in their approach towards their work and profession is professional pride. The consequence of that is apathy, indifference, and therefore very low standards in whatever they're doing. What's missing in their life is a single-minded focus on the job at hand, which requires them to be present in the moment. The consequences? Their output is way below par and they are never able to make any improvements because their focus and energy are scattered. What's missing in their life is the love for the game. They don't love the game they've chosen and they don't find ways to make it more engaging or fun. The consequences, their work is a burden for them, or so it feels to them, and therefore they want to avoid it at all possible costs. What's missing is an overall positive attitude, a sunny disposition about life. And as a consequence, they quack constantly like ducks all the time with their complaints and excuses. These folks are very active members of the GCA. I hope you've heard about the GCA, the Global Complainers Association. They'll probably come to recruit you too. You gotta say no to these people. These folks, in the words of James Allen, are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are completely unwilling to improve themselves. And therefore, they remain bound. I'm reminded of an interesting, inspiring story by author Harvey McKay about a cab driver in New York City who had learned to soar like an eagle in a profession full of complaining and whining ducks. Harvey was waiting in line for a ride at the airport. When a cab pulled up, the first thing Harvey noticed was that this taxi was polished to a bright shine. The driver was smartly dressed in a white shirt, black tie, freshly pressed black slacks, and he jumped out and rounded the car to open the back passenger door for Harvey. He handed Harvey a laminated card and said, "Hello, my name is Wally. I'm your taxi driver. While I'm loading your bags in the trunk, I'd like you to please take a moment to read my mission statement." Taken aback, Harvey read the card which said, "Wally's mission statement, to get my customers to their destination in the quickest, safest, and cheapest way possible in a friendly environment." This blew Harvey away, especially when he noticed that the inside of the cab matched the outside, spotlessly clean. As he slid behind the wheel, Wally said, "Would you like a cup of coffee? I have a thermos of regular and one of decaf." Harvey said jokingly, "No, I'd prefer a soft drink, actually." Wally smiled and said, "No problem. I have a cooler up front with regular and Diet Coke, water and orange juice." Amazed by now, Harvey said, "I'll take a Diet Coke, thank you." Handing him his drink, Wally said, "If you'd like something to read, I have the Wall Street Journal, Time, Sports Illustrated, and USA Today." As they were pulling away, Wally also handed Harvey another laminated card. "These are the stations I get in the car and the music they play, if you'd like to listen to the radio." As if all of this weren't enough, Wally told Harvey that he had the air conditioning on in the car and asked him if the temperature was comfortable for him. Then he advised Harvey of the best route to his destination for that time of the day. He also gave him an option that he'd be happy to either chat with him or tell him about some of the sights on the way. Or if Harvey preferred, he could be quiet and leave him to his own thoughts. Astonished by now, Harvey asked him, "Tell me, Wally, have you always served customers like this?" Wally smiled into the rearview mirror. No, not always. In fact, it's only been the last 2 years. My first five, I spent most of my time complaining like all the rest of the cabbies in New York City do. And then I heard this personal growth guru, Dr. Wayne Dyer, on the radio one day. He had just written a new book called You'll See It When You Believe It. Dr. Dyer said that if you get up in the morning expecting to have a bad day, you'll rarely disappoint yourself. He said, stop complaining. Differentiate yourself from your competition. Don't be a duck, be an eagle. Ducks quack and complain, eagles soar above the crowd. Wally said, that hit me right between the eyes. Dr. Dyer was really talking about me. I was the one who was always quacking and complaining. That was a transformational moment for me, and I decided to change my attitude and become an eagle. I looked around at the other cabs and their drivers. The cabs were filthy, the drivers were unfriendly, and the customers were always unhappy. So I decided to make some changes. I put in a few at a time, and when my customers responded well, I did more. I take it that that has paid off well for you, Harvey said. It sure has, Wally replied. My first year as an eagle, I doubled my income from the previous year. This year, I'll probably quadruple it. You were lucky today, sir, to get me at the cab stand. I don't sit there anymore. My customers call me for appointments on my cell phone or leave a message on my answering machine. If I can't pick them up myself, I get a reliable cabbie friend to do it and I take a piece of the action. Harvey wrote as a concluding note for this entire experience, Wally was phenomenal. He was running a limo service out of a yellow cab. He also said, Harvey said, that he's probably told a story about Wally's excellence to more than 50 cab drivers over the years across different parts of the United States, and only two took the idea and ran with it. He'd usually follow up with them, giving them a call later on whenever he was in the city. And what he observed was these other drivers continued to quack like ducks and gave him solid reasons why they couldn't do any of the stuff what he was suggesting. Wally, the cab driver, had made a different choice. He had decided to make a different choice. I love what Tony Robbins says, decisions change destinies. Wally had decided to stop quacking like ducks and start soaring like eagles, said Harvey. Each day, you have a choice. Get up in the morning expecting to have a bad day, or get up expecting a wonderful, beautiful day full of opportunities. The old saying, smile and the world smiles with you, can be true if you decide each morning to make the best of the day ahead. And don't forget, ducks quack and eagles soar. Wally's inspiring story reminds me of this quote by Carlos Castaneda, who wrote, we either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same. We either make ourselves, consequently our life, miserable, or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same. In other words, friends, we choose to waste our energy when we are quacking like ducks, making 1,000 excuses of why we cannot be happy and fulfilled, while we can choose to invest the same energy in the creation of a brand new reality for ourselves. Just like our friend in the story, Wally the taxi driver. So take pride in what you do. Embrace your current role fully. Give it your all. Find ways to make your role interesting and engaging. Just like Wally, go the extra mile. You'll find that it's never crowded and there are no traffic jams there, because you know what? The ducks are all struggling behind, fighting over the petty stuff, while the eagles choose to soar high, thinking big and acting boldly all the time. As we close this video, I'll leave you with a powerful quote from The Laws of Success, written by Napoleon Hill, who said, render more service than what you're paid for. Render more service than that you are paid for. Eventually, you will be paid far more than what you render. Render more service than you are paid for. And eventually, in the long run, you will be paid far more than what you render. This was Simarjeet Singh. Thanks for tuning in.